Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community about Phoenix, and would like to ask you a few questions. So, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
I am, yes.
You are registered to vote in Phoenix. All right, so that would be a yes. Perfect. So, I know it's like a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I'm certain I'll vote.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing in what year you were born in?
1986.
All right, thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? No? All right. Would you mind sharing your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian. All right, thank you. So thinking about voting in November elections, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, or not too motivated to vote?
Extremely motivated.
Extremely. All right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you feel that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel like they've gotten on the wrong track?
Going in the right direction.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards them as either being very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And the first person is Katie Hobbs.
Very favorable.
Anna Hernandez.
I'm not sure who that is.
All right, no worries. Kate Gallego.
Kate Gallego?
Kate Gallego.
Yeah.
Favorable. Very
or somewhat?
Somewhat. Somewhat, I think you. What about Marcelino Quinones?
I'm not sure who that is.
All right, no worries. And what about Carlos Galindo Alvaro?
Not sure who that is.
All right, no worries. So, overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing?
Yeah, I would say approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the election this November for president, who would you vote for, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
All right, thank you. If elections for Phoenix City Council are being held today, and the candidates from your area were Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quinones, Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez, and Emilio Avila, for who would you vote for?
I'm not sure yet.
All right, no worries. So are you, like, not sure, or would you see, like, at least there's one who you would lean towards voting?
I'm totally not sure because I haven't heard of any of them.
All right, no worries.
I'll need to do some research.
All right, thank you for your honesty, for that, like, candor. So could you please tell me which one of these issues is more important to you when deciding your vote for city council? And the list goes homelessness, racial equity, crime, housing costs, street and road maintenance, climate change and excessive heat, public transportation, water quality and supply, jobs and economic development.
Oh, goodness. I would say housing.
Housing, all right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a brief, short series of statements about Anna Hernandez. And for each one, if you could please tell me if this is either a very convincing reason to want to support her for Phoenix City Council, a somewhat convincing reason, a little convincing, or not at all convincing. And the first statement goes, Anna Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
Very convincing.
Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families.
Very convincing.
Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Very convincing.
All right, and last one. Hernandez believes a woman's right to choose. She will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Very convincing.
All right, thank you. So now we're going to do the same dynamic, but this is a statement. They're going to be about Marcelino Quinones. So Marcelino Quinones is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
Somewhat convincing.
Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
Not very convincing.
All right. So would that be like not at all convincing or a little convincing?
Maybe a little convincing.
All right. Thank you. Marcelino has been a champion of the first-time homebuyer programs in the state senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community programs to get unhoused people off the streets and into housing programs.
Somewhat convincing.
All right, and last one, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with local businesses, with local business community, to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing, I thank you. So after hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates were Marcelino Quinones and Anna Hernandez, for who would you vote for?
Anna Hernandez.
Anna Hernandez, all right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey. So we only have like about, I think, 4 more questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong Democrat.
All right, thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Good question. I guess very.
Very? All right,
especially
thank you.
Especially in the
climate. All right. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I've completed a master's degree. So,
All right, master postgraduate. All right, thank you. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Do you currently own your home, rent your home? Are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
Own? All right. And last question, just for verification purposes, can I have only your first name, please?
Sure. Josh.
Josh? All right, thank you. All right, well, this will conclude our survey, Josh. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, did you?
All right, thank you. Goodbye.